Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we are super happy to have you here, and we just ask that you bring an open mind and heart to your listening experience and to be prepared to explore vantage points that I'm convinced will help shift or solidify your current understanding of the ultimate nature of reality in a way that is extremely empowering. Speaking of exploring powerful perspectives, I'm super excited to announce the release of my very first book, The Golden Key: Modern Alchemy to Unlock Infinite Abundance. If you're ready to alchemize the circumstances in your life so that your abundance expands to an entirely new level in 2021, head over to goldenkey.gift to download the audio or ebook as my gift to you by using the code POSITIVEHEAD.
All right, all you positive heads, welcome. Welcome one and all. I am super grateful that you've joined me today on yet another beautifully magical day. Yes, another beautifully magical day. And you know, even if the day doesn't seem so incredibly magical and beautiful, regardless, it is still a beautifully magical day. I've had one of those days that's just kind of a little off. Like, I pulled out of the driveway today in the other direction. I normally pull out in the same direction, and today I went the other way. And my day proceeded to be just a little weird. And I don't know if it was just the whole day was like this, or if I did that by changing my focus this morning, by going a different direction. Who knows? Food for thought. Today, I thought I would get into, because Easter's coming up over this weekend, and I picked up Dolores Cannon's book, The Search for Hidden Sacred Knowledge, actually looking to talk about something else today. And this is the last chapter in the book called Hiding Jesus's Teachings. And so I thought, well, that's interesting. Easter's coming up this weekend, so let's see what this chapter says. And I thought it to be really interesting, so I thought I wanted to share this with you all today. So, like I said, this is Dolores Cannon's book, The Search for Hidden Sacred Knowledge, and this is a chapter called Hiding Jesus's Teachings. And I'm only going to read a little excerpt, and I'm going to start a little bit into the chapter on the second page. The first page, she's just talking about the background of the client that she's working with, who happened to be a student in one of her classes and who was actually a little left-brained and a little tough to get into the trance state. But of course, Dolores got her into this state, and this is what came out. She says, "I'm like a nun. I live with a group of women, and we are studying books. We study teachings. We're in France, and we're studying the teachings that we brought with us. We don't go out very much. We're afraid to go out." "You said you're like a nun?" "Yes, I'm in an order of very bright women who are studying agnostic teachings of Jesus of Nazareth." "But you said these were teachings that you brought with you." "Yes, we came away from that place, the place where he was crucified." "So you were there at that time?" "I was there. I was there with the others, and we saw what happened. We were all there, and we knew it was going to happen. He'd been our teacher, and we loved him very much." "So the whole group of women was studying with him?" "Yes, we were very special students of his." "Did you see what happened to him?" "Yes, he was crucified, of course. I saw the whole thing. I tried not to look very much, but afterwards we had to leave. We had to take our teachings and go somewhere else. He told us we would have to, and so we obeyed. Otherwise, the teachings would have been lost, and they were looking for us, too, because they knew about us. They were special disciples of his, and so we had to get out quickly. After his body was taken care of, we left quickly and went to France." "Otherwise, you would have been in danger?" "Definitely. I would have, and some of the others. By association, it would have been me as well, but mostly our leader." "How did you travel to France?" "We walked. Well, part of the way we walked. It was a long travel. It was a long trip. A good deal of it we walked." "You all stayed together?" "We all stayed together." "How did you find the place you're living now?" "It had been arranged, and so we just followed the woman who knew, our leader. She knew, and there was a man who was leading the way. He knew. It had all been prepared. We knew this would happen, so we took the teachings and we left." "Did you remember them?" they were written down. Many of them were written. We wrote them. We wrote more later on. It was written, and we had to protect them. It was very hard. That's what they really wanted were the teachings, and we had to protect them from being torn and lost. He told us different things than he told the others. We learned more than the others. There were secret teachings as far as the others were concerned. These were different than the men disciples were taught? Different than the men disciples, and they were very jealous that he taught us these things. And they didn't want us to have them? They thought if we had them, since we were women, they should have them. Of course, that's how they are, you know. Yes, I understand. That's why they were jealous of your group? Very much so, especially of our leader. She was the one they really despised. They pretended to love her, but deep down, they didn't love her at all. Did the men go in a different direction, or do you know? I do know that some men came with us, but not the ones we were afraid of. They stayed back and went their way. They had a different dispensation. Their job was to take the teachings that were verbal teachings and to spread them verbally. But those that were written were precious, and they were given to us. And we went and we studied more. And he came after he was back again. He came and visited us in that place in France. Who came after you were in that place? Jesus came. They called him Yeshua. He came. After he had been crucified? Yes. Was he in spirit or body? He was in spirit and in body. Both together? Together, yes. He came with his physical body just briefly, but for a time to do the teaching, and then he left. He left, but I knew him, and he knew me, very casually, not in much depth, but he was my teacher. Did he go somewhere else after he left your group? Yes, he went back to his father, but he came several times. To make sure you were doing what you were supposed to be doing? Yes, to question us and to leave more teachings. And we wrote these down, and no one knows about this. I don't think anyone knows. Then it's very secret. It's very precious for you to protect all of this. Yes, that's true. We are honored, and we live all alone for many years. We never went out. We stayed inside. Even our leader stayed. We were far away from everyone for years. We wanted to be like him. We thought we could be like him. We knew we could be like him because he told us we could. And he wanted us to be teachers as well. But we couldn't be with the men. You know, they wouldn't allow it. So we came here. That was a good decision. Yes, we think so. I decided to move her ahead to an important day in that life. That would be, one, to get more information, because otherwise she just stayed in the place where they lived. It was a day when we tried to go out and find out we heard that they were still looking for us. We thought that we could find women, bring other women into our group. We were becoming very small, and we needed and wanted to spread the teachings in our own way. Your group was dying off? Yes, they were dying off. We had maybe 5 or 6 left, so it was important to not let it be the only way we had. Some others had to know, so we went out, and we found out things had not changed very much at all, and still, many did not know what we knew. So what did you decide to do? We decided we had to take these teachings and put them somewhere. Not just where we would have them alone, because certainly we all could die and there wouldn't be anyone to have these teachings but us. So we arranged to take them out and to bury them, and we did that. We had the help of some male disciples to do that, and we wanted to protect them. We wanted to trust these men, and they were our friends. Not all were the same, you know. We had some friends who thought differently of us. There were many men that wanted to study with us, but of course, not in those times. Where did you bury them? We took them out and buried them in several places, not just in France. There were some that were buried close to where we lived, but then there were those that were taken back to where he was crucified, and we buried them on the seashore, very close to that place. This place where you went out and buried everything, where you had your group, was it near a city or a town? Yes, it was Le Douce, Le Blanc, something like that, or close to that name. That was the name of the place where you had the group? Yes, close to the city. We were living in a temple, actually, an old church. There were other knights around that protected us in that place. So when you buried the teachings, was it near that city? Some of them, yes. And then some of the knights took off to other places and buried. I think that was a very good idea that you wanted to protect these things. It's good to protect knowledge, isn't it? That is extremely important. The precious, ageless teachings of all times. Those that teach the way to God. That is what I always wanted, and it was my privilege to know him. And it was an honor to be able to be in his light and to radiate that light and to do the teachings. You did a good job. I think so. And you did try to protect the teachings. Yes, there weren't very many people to listen, however, not where we were, but I think they would have been good. I wanted to teach large groups, but that was not my destiny in that life. But we did something very important in that life, and I like doing things that are important, very important. You know, some people can't see things that are important, but I can. I can see important things. I know them immediately, and that is what I do. I thought we had learned as much as we were going to be able to learn from a woman living in a cloistered and isolated experience. So I moved her ahead to the last day of her life and asked her what was happening. I'm in the bed and my sisters are with me. They are very old now. We are all old. We lived a long time, and I'm sad because I lost so many others, my sisters, and I am among the last. And I'm thinking now of my life. I'm thinking of him. I'm thinking of the future. I'm thinking of the greatness of those teachings. If only others could know. They're not what they seem. They're not what they're being taught now. The beauty of the teachings has been lost. You were able to teach people, weren't you? No, not enough. Not enough. Not of the true teachings. Only the superficial teachings. Only those that could be understood. There was no one to understand the depth of the teachings. That was the problem. We had to protect them from those that were not able to see and understand them. You weren't able to spread them all around like you wanted to? No, we had to bury them. But someday someone will discover them, and they will be taught, and that was my job. So they were not lost. No, they were not lost, and I die happily that way knowing this. My life has been fulfilled. I did a very good job. I'm very pleased. I would not have had it any different, although I was very alone. I would have liked to have known more people. I'm so alone in it all, alone with the teachings. I think you did a good job with it. You tried. Thank you. I did indeed. I moved her to the other side, where she was out of her body, and I asked if she could see her body. I can see it far away. I'm just drifting away, drifting away. As you look at that lifetime, every life has a lesson. What do you think you learned from that life? I learned the love of the teachings, and I learned that they must be preserved and hidden, and that God is within. Despite what the Christians teach today, I know the truth, and it is not what they say. It is not what they have done with it. I can see that now. You think you learned in that life? I knew that I had the teachings all the time. I learned about the oneness of God. I learned about the way it was taught, and what happened to the teaching after it left our hands. Yes, I learned that. What do you think you're going to do with that lesson? It's an important lesson. Now that you're out of that body, what do you think? I am going to protect the truth, and I'm going to make sure that that truth is preserved, and that others unfold in spirit, and I was able to because I knew the truth about who we are. And I'm going to stop there for a moment because isn't that amazing that the truth about who we really are is the secret that has been hidden from us for the ages, for ages now. The truth of who we are, because the truth of who we are, when we understand our unity and oneness with God, with Source, with everything, it's a game changer. It makes us incredibly powerful and uncontrollable. No one can be controlled, manipulated when you understand this. And so no wonder why it has been kept from the masses because of the powers that be. The powers that be wanted to keep their power because if everyone's power was understood and everyone could reclaim and own their own power, then it couldn't be controlled and manipulated by the few. And so big secrets. Big secrets kept, but what's so beautiful, it's been a long time now, and these secrets are more and more and more out in the open. They're not so secret anymore. So Dolores goes on to call her higher self, where they work on many physical issues in this client's body, where her higher self goes on to describe how they're doing it. And they say, everything is of light. Everything is light. We just have to learn how to focus it. And this client's parting message was, she's so worried that she hasn't done a good job. She's so worried, and she has to do this and do that. And she's worried about the other side and that we're going to be disappointed in her. No, she's doing a fine job. Everything is just fine. She needs to quit the guilt and know that we love her. I will, unconditionally. She can do no wrong, and we should have more like her. She is doing her part in the great plan. She is listening to her higher self and fulfilling her purpose in life. I'll tell you what, that is such a beautiful parting message that so many of my clients receive. You are doing an amazing job. You are fulfilling your purpose here. We are all fulfilling our purpose here. Sometimes if we don't, we're carrying through some of these ideas from a prior lifetime, or we're just telling ourselves an old story from this one, and none of it is true in the present moment. And that's what is so beautiful about understanding who we are, remembering who we are, reclaiming our power, recognizing the light that we are, that is within us. And that is it. That is all that we are. How could any one of us be unworthy? Such a big part of Jesus's teachings, that these things that I can do, so you can do, and better. He was teaching us that we are light, that he was light, that we are all light, that we are love, and that power within us is absolutely miraculous. And this is not a secret anymore. We are ascending into this new plane of existence. Quite symbolic of this weekend, don't you think? Ascending indeed. I'm going to leave you all with this song for today. This is Volo, Born Again. Until next time, love you all.
Also, before we cue up today's song, as a quick reminder, don't forget to download the Golden Key audio or ebook as my free gift to you at goldenkey.gift using the Golden Key code POSITIVEHEAD. And please, if you enjoy my gift, leave a positive review on Amazon so others can unlock their lives with the help of the Golden Key as well.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.